Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
John, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2, wherever you get your podcast, your smart speaker, your any communication anywhere in the universe, Sirius XM Channel 80, you'll hear Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Keyshawn. Hey, Keyshawn.
Yo, Keyshawn. What's up, Keyshawn? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. All right. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Guys, I am famously the guy who said Tom Brady was going to fall off the cliff. I sure am. In fact, Tom Brady's even responded to me,
run stuff at me since then. Run that clip back. Where's it at?
What did he say back to you? I haven't seen the responses.
Yeah, I don't know. He had memes and stuff of cliffs and, you know, oh, really? I'm going to fall off a cliff and stuff like that, right?
Did you learn your lesson?
No. No. I mean, even at the time, I never said he wasn't the GOAT. I've been on Tom Brady's the GOAT, like, before a lot of people were on that years ago. I was just looking.
Well,
he's been
the GOAT for about 15 years.
Yeah, right.
That's a calculated hedge, though.
I just looked at the numbers. Man, like,
bad hedge.
No one, the numbers. Though?
No quarterback has ever been great after the age of 42.
True.
But
avocados are still good.
Avocados.
2 days.
Avocados.
After two days, they're still good.
Got to keep the pit in. That's the whole thing. You can cut them in half. Keep the pit in. All right. So, Tom Brady, he wants to play till he's 45. What dude's 44 now?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Here's Tom Brady on Buccaneers.com, a mailbag with Gronk, and he was asked a very important question. Listen to this.
Can Tom Brady play till 50? Like 50 years old?
Yeah. 50.
50.
You're 44. That's six more years.
I don't find it so difficult. And plus, in the Florida, it's kind of a retiree state. So I feel like I can play and then just glide into retirement. I think I can. I think it's a yes.
You know, there's a little spin to that question. I think it's, will Giselle let Tom play till 50? That's the real question.
That is a way better question. And in fact, why would they not Google that?
Yeah, look.
Man, get
the
hell
out of here. He had said, when I said 45, I meant he had said in the past he wants to play till 45. He's asked till 50. Let me say something real quick. My mistake looking at Brady was I was looking at all quarterbacks who ever played. But there are out in every sport, there's some freaky dudes who just like Satchel Paige came over from the Negro Leagues. Who knows how old he was? He's at least in his late 40s, killing him in the majors in like relief and spot starting. Nolan Ryan was in his mid 40s, striking everyone out. Bernard Hopkins was beating dudes when he's 48, 49
years
old.
Every now and then, there's a handful. Coaches coach today. 100 years old, and people are like, he's still coaching? Like, that, it happens. Do I think he can play till he's 50? Yeah, I do. I do, because he's going to take care of his body. He's going to do all of the
avocados.
Little things. As long as he doesn't get hurt, he can play till he's 50. Now, with that being said, is he going to look like Steve DeBerg at that age, or is he going to look like this Tom Brady that we saw on Thursday night 2 weeks ago? That's the question. You would think that some point he's going to kind of start to teeter. He's not going to fall away as long as he's healthy.
All right,
because they can do certain things to keep him looking a certain way.
Question, based on what you see physically, how many years would you project because he looks good now?
I would project three.
Three more years, like you feel solid saying he can be good for at least three more years.
Yeah, because at some point from a mental standpoint, what happens and factors into this, and you haven't gotten there yet, Jay, once your kids get older and they start doing things, you start to that part of it becomes less and less about your own self-gratification as a player. You start to look to your babies and go, well, I got to be at my daughter's soccer game. I'm not going to miss that. And you just stop.
Stop
being in love with the game, even though you can still play. You stop being in love with the game, and you go, yeah, well.
Because you're in love with the kids.
Because you're in love with your kids.
Jay, how old is your eldest right now?
Three.
So you still got
the thick of it.
You still got some time before you get to the place where Key is, though. Mine is 12. My oldest is 12. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
You start to, even just going to work, you start to miss
you're
things.
You're like, I don't really want to go in. I don't want to do basketball today, man. I got something else to do, you know, and that happens. Now, Tom has some older son, and Jack, I don't know what Jack plays. He looks like he's trying to be a quarterback, long like his daddy, and, you know, all running with his daddy and stuff like that. So as he starts to get there, I'm sure Tom wants to be there watching him on Friday nights and Saturdays. And if he's playing football, he's probably not going to be able to do that.
Imagine being Tom Brady's kid and playing quarterback. It's impossible. What are you supposed to do?
Today just seems like a slow news day, huh?
I mean, why?
Because
Jordan played till he was 50.
Jordan.
He only looked 50.
He was
40.
He wasn't playing in a high contact sport, Key. I mean, you
neither
said
is Tom Brady anymore at quarterback.
Yeah, but you said the word healthy. We can remain healthy. Are we talking about Tom Brady being a starter when he's 50? Are we talking about Tom Brady being on the sideline?
No, a starter. Starter. He ain't going to be.
Hell no.
See?
He ain't going to be a. I'll do it for you, Max. 50 years old, a starter in the NFL? Okay.
You do know that ain't nothing but 5 years from now, Jay.
That's 6 years from now.
Or
you know what's funny? You know what's funny when you just said that?
A lot of health. Yeah.
You know what's funny when you just said that? I'm with Key here. I'm with Jay here, actually, on this one.
Uh-huh.
You're right. He could do it for 3 more years, let's say, and still be good.
Yeah. Come on, man.
But those, when I said Cliff, it's because usually that's what happens. Remember Peyton? I know it was an injury. Or Favre. They can do this for – boom. At some point,
man,
that's going to happen.
Favre took the Minnesota Vikings to the NFC Championship.
No doubt,
game.
He was high flying, and then all of a sudden he could. So what I'm saying is, at a certain age, Hopkins too. Bernard Hopkins beating good guys. Then one day he goes out, gets knocked out in the, gets knocked through the ropes in the ninth round. There's something
football
about
is
50.
Different,
yeah, man.
But no, it's different though. As long as he don't get hurt.
I'm saying my point is this, real quick, Jay. My point is this: 48 is different than 50. That extra couple of years, boy. Yeah,
and here's the thing. The older you get, you know this, Key.
I mean, how do I know it?
Because you had one the other day when you came back off your hike.
What do you mean? Because you're going to turn 50. What are you talking about?
Key came in here limping. He's like, man, that hike got my knee all swollen up. He was like, I had his knee up. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about.
No, that's because I hit a rock. Man, be quiet.
You hit a rock. That's what I'm talking about.
I wasn't
about.
Looking in my shoe kind of.
Yeah, your bifocals on.
That's what I'm talking about. Tom Brady's ankle ain't just going to go like boop, boop, real quick. I walked down the damn stairs and my ankle go boop, boop, real quick. That's a cumulative effect, man. That when you get older, that just starts to spiral out
See,
of control.
See, I disagree, man. When you keep your body in shape and you do what you need to do from a football acclimated standpoint, as he does, I think. Now, like I said, at 48, he's not Tom Brady at 44. Mm-hmm. But he can still be an NFL starting quarterback, do his little magic here, there, a shot here, there, down the field, and that's pretty much it.
And then playing shuffleboard down and down the words that the singer said. I mean, come on, y'all. I want to see Tom Brady dominate the game for as long as possible, and I love Tom Brady.
How old you have to be to buy one of those in the communities, the senior citizen community?
At least 55. I'm going to say 55. Yeah. You know how old 50 is? Remember All in the Family back in the day, Archie Bunker. He looked like a grandpa to me, right? He was only supposed to be like 50 or something like that.
33, 34, like in pro sports, you're old.
Yeah, when you start, when you get to 30, they start looking at you different.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know, man. What's his recovery
look
time?
Look at Chandler Jones is 31, and they like, you gave us 5 sacks, but we still don't want to pay.
Look what we're doing with Cam. Cam's 32, 33. We're like, Cam's going to come
up
back
there.
He's gotten hit a lot.
But I think, in all honesty, though, I really think he can play till he's 50. He probably won't be at this level, but I think he can start and do some stuff. Now, I don't think he'll do it, though. I just don't. I was
with you until, Jay, you know what you convinced me? It's going to sound stupid. If he'd have said 48, I'm with you.
50?
But you got to say 50,
That's 6 more seasons.
I don't care how much avocado Kool-Aid you drink. I ain't drinking it.
This is Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Let's hear from you on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Dave in College Park, Maryland. What's up?
How you doing, fellas?
What's happening, man? What's happening?
Hey, I just want to chime in on the Tom Brady thing. I first of all think it's ludicrous. You know, listen, Key, I love you. I love your perspective, but to really say the statement, he really made it. I'm not saying he made it in jest for 50, but anybody that knows Tom Brady the way he's wired, he wants to go and win and compete. First of all, it's one of the reasons why he came down there. He wants to prove that. So I think at most he has two more seasons. I think once his play starts to deteriorate, okay, you got to remember he is not. He don't.
What's the difference,
the rings.
Key? Hold on, Dave. What's the difference? Can you say that's different?
If he starts to deteriorate, he's going to remove itself. I don't anticipate him deteriorating though in 2 years.
Well, also you're answering the question. Can he play till he's 50?
Yes, he can.
That's different than will he play till he's 50? Because what you said, motivation, wanting to be with the kids, what's your level of play? But the idea that he could potentially be an NFL player at the age of 50 is really what we're asking.
He's going to look old.
So we're 2028, Tom Brady, a starter, walking out with a cane. He's for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Dude looks younger every
Come
year.
On, what are you man. Talking about?
Look at him now and look at him when he got in the league. He looks better now than when he got in the league.
Stop.
I didn't say anything.
Stop.
I stopped myself.
Yeah, you know.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Brady takes on a familiar opponent and the rest of the week two slate. That's next. But first, I have this, apparently.
Yes, I have this.
Where is it?
From my computer. And as soon as I find it, I'm going to read it to you. Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? You guys know that? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Here you are having the Raiders traveling to the East, going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers in that defense.
You don't see a lot of blitzes. It's not like they're doing a lot of crazy things. They're just rushing four guys, and their four rushers are really good.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
It is time for Four Downs on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Four Downs is brought to you by Geico. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Go to geico.com today. Let's get started.
First down.
Raiders at Steelers, Key.
This is going to be a tough game for the Raiders. Traveling from the West Coast, I guess, to the East Coast, I would call it, to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh on a short flight from Buffalo, taking care of business in Buffalo, coming off a short Monday night game against the Baltimore Ravens in overtime. You've got to think that it's going to wear and tear on the Raiders a little bit. But when you think about some of the things that they've got to do against this tough, stout Pittsburgh defense, going into Pittsburgh and try and win this game against Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger and that group is going to be a tall task. They can get it done. I just don't see this week where it's going to get done.
I love Key's NFL analyst voice. When I think about the Raiders, it's really good. It comes out the best times. Look,
you listen to commercial break.
It's so good.
And then it's like, Key, an NFL analyst.
When I think about the Raiders,
he goes into coach speak.
I love it so much. I love it. It's incredible. It's just the words about Key saying Derek Carr is elite. Just follow me. It sits in the back of my head. All right, elite. Let me see you elite against a stout defense. It's that simple for me about the Steelers. and where they are going against the Raiders.
100%. I keep saying quarterback-coach combination, right? Mm-hmm. Gruden and Carr got it done against the kind of team that competes week in and week out, year in and year out, because Lamar and Harbaugh. Be one of those comp. That's different at home against a banged-up team than on the road against the Pittsburgh defense. I like Pittsburgh, but if they get it done here, they showed me something, the Raiders. All right.
Second down.
Titans at Seahawks, Key.
It's another one of those long situations for the Titans. They travel all the way to Seattle, the 12th man. You think about Russell Wilson. You think about what he was able to do against the Indianapolis Colts in that secondary. Now imagine what he's going to do against Tennessee and Vrabel in that secondary and defense, given the fact that Lockett and Metcalf and Kaysen, the running back, the things that they did in Indy just is impressive enough to think opening night or day for them in Seattle is going to be a blast. 12th man everywhere.
Shane Waldron,
open it up. Let it fly. Russell Wilson, look, if that secondary struggled, if their defense struggles the way they did before against Arizona for the Titans, then their offense is going to need to carry the load. So, you know, Mike Vrabel had some choice words for Julio Jones, A.J. Brown and company. Time to score the ball. Let's see what you got, Ryan Tannehill.
I'm taking Carson in Daily Fantasy because I think the lead's going to be so big that Seattle just going to run the ball in the second half. I love Russell Wilson against that defense. All right.
Third down.
Cowboys at Chargers, Key.
Ooh. No DeMarcus Lawrence. The Cowboys are going to L.A. to take on Justin Herbert and the, almost called them the San Diego Chargers, the Los Angeles Chargers. That defense, to me, is one to watch for all year long with Brandon Staley. He's got them playing out of their minds. The passing game for the Dallas Cowboys cannot be the only weapon. They've got to figure out how to get Ezekiel Elliott going in the run game because the pass game isn't going to be there for them. What the Chargers do on defense coming off the edge, especially when you think about Bosa or Ingram, or you think about the shutdown corner in a young Asante Samuel. I know it's high-octane offense for Dak Prescott, but if Ezekiel Elliott doesn't get going, they're going to get run out of the building.
Leo Collins still out too, suspended 5 games, right? So we'll see how that happens and plays out. But I'll tell you what, man, the quarterback matchups, what great matchups we have. Justin Herbert going against Dak Prescott. Dak looking to become the first player with 400 passing yards in 3 straight row games in NFL history.
Yeah. Getting off the field on third down is going to be key for the Dallas Cowboys defense. Justin Herbert was 13 of 16 against the Washington Football Club. And out of that, 12 of them were first downs.
Guys, Cowboys are missing their best edge rusher. Rashawn Slater was a huge pickup. I liked the Chargers before the injury. I like them a lot now.
Fourth down.
Chiefs at Ravens. Maybe the best matchup of the week.
This is the Sunday night game. It'll be fun to watch the Chiefs against the Ravens. The Ravens are in their own building. They feel good about the position that they're in. They have not had a chance under Lamar Jackson to beat Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know if Latavius Murray can do what he did in short order against the Raiders long term for the Ravens. If he can, it can give Kansas City a little bit of run for their money. But anytime you got 15 on the other sideline and you got that dude Tyreek Hill, you're going to be in trouble. That secondary gave up the goods to the Raiders in the overtime as well as in the fourth quarter against the Kansas City Chiefs. It's 4 quarters, not just the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think the Ravens are trying to make a game. But, you know, here's what I don't like, but it's the reality of the nature of the game. Lamar Jackson is going to have to do everything. He's always going to have to do everything. And I agree with Key, what he said, Latavius Murray. I mean, look, the way they were able to punch out the ball multiple times with the Raiders, for Lamar Jackson, he can't get worn down. And that's what you're always going to wonder about. He needs to be superhuman for them to win games. I don't expect it against Kansas City.
I got to say, Dan Graziano saying Lamar doesn't have to bounce back. I agree. He normally has good ball security. He turned it over twice. I don't think that happens again. And I thought he looked spectacular at times week one. I still like the Chiefs because I love Mahomes, but Lamar's got real chances here.
Bonus down.
All right, guys. Alabama. They are Roll Tide on the road at number 11, Florida, Key.
It's Alabama, man. What else are you going to say? It's Nick Saban. It's Bryce Young. It's a cast of characters that we didn't see before. We knew all the other guys. We knew the Jerry Judy's of the world and Henry Ruggs's of the world and Devontae Smith's and Najee Harris's, Leatherwood's. Now, all of a sudden, you got a whole nother group that they just keep rolling out. They're stacking them up one after one. Florida's a good football team, and it's tough to play in the swamp, but it's Alabama, man.
It's Alabama.
Yeah.
It's Alabama.
I'll leave all that breakdown to Keith. Alabama has studs, and I'm not saying Florida doesn't, but not, it's not the same level.
I mean, with Alabama defense, the only question is Bryce Young the real deal. Oh, my God. That's Alabama all day.
What do you mean if he's the real deal? Did you just see him
last
weekend?
That's what I'm saying. The question is, the only question for Alabama, are they vulnerable at all, is how good is their quarterback? As good as you could be for week one.
What's so crazy, they got another dude behind him and another dude behind him. So they could just decide what they want to do when they decide to do it. That's just, you know, Bryce Young playing bad, come sit over here with me, next guy up.
That's week two slate in the NFL and the week three slate in college football. Week two started last night. Dennis in Delaware wants to weigh in on the Giants' loss to the Washington football team. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And, Keyshawn, you were the only one to pick the Giants last night to win and actually for the game to go over. And, you know, you actually should have won because the Giants, you know, the Giants got to get into the end zone. They can't be kicking five field goals when they get down into the red zone.
Yeah, that's my point. We should have won. We should have won a lot of games.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
That's what you feel as a Giants fans. But that's why Max and I picked the Washington football team, because we always should have won the game. We just don't win the damn games.
He's right.
But here's my concern. What are we going to do with Saquon Barkley? Okay, clearly he's not going to be the go-to guy for the Giants.
I don't know about that. He looked better today. He looked better yesterday than he did week one, and he's going to get healthier.
Yeah, but he ripped off one run, and then he ran for basically nothing the rest of the game, and he was very upset on the sidelines for some reason. So there's something going on with Saquon, like maybe he's upset. He's not being used more. There's a big problem with Saquon and the Giants' philosophy right now. That's just the way I see it.
Yeah, you probably are right, Dennis. He was very disappointed in getting away from the run game at some point in time during the game, and that's okay. Players voice their frustration on the sidelines. Many of us do. Quarterbacks, receivers, running backs, offensive linemen, head coaches, coordinators. That's just part of the game.
We have time for another? Can we slip in another, Evan? Let's do Matt in Virginia. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Hey, how are you today?
What's up, guy?
Can I just say something to all the callers real quick? Hold on.
Guys.
Hold on one sec.
What you about to say, man?
We're all doing fine. This is not a social call. It's a radio show.
No, man. Let them say hi to our...
Oh, stop. Okay, say hi.
Max,
say hi.
Max.
And then let's get into it.
We're pleasant.
Don't listen to him.
Don't listen to him. See? We're pleasant with our people, man. It's the morning.
You can be pleasant. How you doing? What's up? Every caller?
Yes, because they want to be engaged.
Dolphins are going to beat the Bills this week.
All right. Dolphins are going to beat the Bills. Why?
Why?
Dolphins beating the Bills this week. Tua having a big game.
Tell me why. Tell me why.
He said Tua's having a big game.
I scared him out of talking.
Why will Tua have a big game? You breaking down foot. Tell me why.
He's got Will Fuller coming back. If he can stay healthy, Jay Will, you said that earlier today, stay healthy. If he can stay healthy with Waddle coming across the middle, they got the deep shot. I know Keyshawn, you said that earlier. They're going to – the Bills
Yeah, all right, man. You got to go now. So you
I scared him out of talking. I threw him off his game.
Max, throwing Max, him off his game,
Max scaring, yelling at our I'm about to call him customers. Our guests.
Customers is right. That's the point. Here's my point with the I don't mind.
Callers are always right, and customers are always right.
Yes. No, callers are almost never right, as a matter of fact.
Sometimes President Keyshawn, there he is.
Sometimes they're right. I'll say this. High is fine, but when callers start going, hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Because now they want to talk to you, Max.
What's up? Now, how you doing?
You're Max Kellerman, 2 to 3. They want to talk to you, Max.
But, Max, here's the compromise, right?
Yeah.
If you call, you say, hey, guys, what's up? You don't have to wait for us to reply.
Yes, okay,
fine. You can say, what's up? How you doing? Just go right into your point. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And it's eating up time is my point. Do I have to do a SportsCenter read right now,
yes.
Evan? All right.
There's a chime.
Snap's good, hold down, kick. This one is up, and that one is good. Yeah. Washington wins 30-29.
Too aggressive.
You wanted a ball game. You want to talk about competition in the NFC East. We saw that here. Washington starts their season 1-1. Giants They begin 0-2. The celebration is crazy here at FedEx Field.
All right. Oh, could everyone hear what we were just saying? Oh, my God. All right, here we go. Washington football team beats the Giants. You heard it on ESPN 630, the sports capital, as Dustin Hopkins got a second chance at a win and nailed a 43-yard field goal to beat the Giants 30-29 on Thursday Night Football. Hopkins missed a 48-yarder, but Giants defensive lineman Dexter Lawrence was offside to give Washington another shot. The Giants fell to 0-2 for a fifth straight season, and Daniel Jones falls to 0-6 in primetime games despite a rushing and throwing touchdown. And Shohei Ohtani won't pitch Friday for the Angels because of a sore right arm that could sideline as a pitcher for the rest of the season. Angels manager Joe Maddon said he raised the possibility of Ohtani being shut down on the mound for the rest of the season during a meeting with a pitcher. The right-hander is the first player in Major League Baseball history with 100 strikeouts as a pitcher and 40 home runs as a hitter in the same season. And ESPN will open its first season of a new NHL TV contract with an October 12 doubleheader, including the first-ever game for the new Seattle Kraken. The season opens with the Penguins visiting defending Stanley Cup champion Lightning at 7:30, followed by the Kraken at the Golden Knights at 10 p.m. SportsCenter is brought to you by Barbasol, introducing Barbasol 1919 Classic Shaving Cream. Paying homage to the original invented over 100 years ago, this new non-aerosol formula features enhanced ingredients and an exceptional glide and crisp fragrance for a shave experience like no other. Learn more at Barbasol.com. Still got too much first take in me, Keyshawn. A little too aggressive still. A little too argumentative, you think?
The New Yorker combined with the first take is, yeah.
Well, it's a couple things with you.
All right, I didn't need to go into detail.
You opened Pandora's box.
No, I did. Here it comes.
It's a little bit of second take. It's your own radio show. It's boxing. It's rapping. It's 2-3 Max Kellerman. Mm. And when you package all that up.
Too much aggression.
No, you package all up and then you bake the cake and then you put all that New York sauce on it. That is too much.
I mean, he has a point. That's like I have to say he has a point.
You forgot one thing. He's not getting his sleep.
And you're not getting
your sleep.
That's number one.
And you know how I know you're not getting your sleep? Because yesterday, Wednesday, the hair was overripe. This time you got something hanging all off the front. Look at it hanging in the front, there though. It's like a little piece.
I think we all have to admit, though, still very handsome. Still very handsome. Look, you guys want to get some more calls?
Yes, we do. All right. In New York, though. I want somebody in New York to go crazy.
In New York? Bernard in New York. You're on with Keyshawn J. Willimax.
Hey.
Yeah.
How you doing?
What's
Keyshawn and Will and Max. Hmm. Hey, I think the Giants left too many points on the field. Too many points.
I agree.
Now, if we don't win enough games, you think Daniel Jones should be there next year?
Depends on
Should we pull a Sam Donald on him?
It depends on what he looks like. I mean, just depends on what he looks like.
If he plays like he played last night, that's not on Daniel Jones.
That's cool.
He was very good.
If he played like that, they're gonna win a lot of games.
They're
gonna win a lot of games.
I get worried. I know he rushed for 95 yards. And it looked good last night. I still get worried when the ball's in. I need to see it multiple times before I believe that he can secure the ball.
He actually rushed for more than 95 because remember the penalty. He was over 100.
I try to tell people, Daniel Jones is for real fast. Like, he can outrun the defense. He's fast.
When did I lose a J in my name, though? When did I become Will? Keyshawn, Will, and Max?
And then also he called someone else something. What else did he say?
I didn't even remember.
I lost him after the Will part. He's like, yeah, Will.
He called Sam Darnold something. It wasn't Darnold, though.
That's fine, man. He's just excited to talk to you, Max.
In Dallas, you're on with Keyshawn, J, Will, and Max.
What's going on, guys? I kind of agree with Max about the Tom Brady situation. I agree with that he's not going to pitch like 50. But I don't think that it's because he's going to be real competitive. Because you got to remember, George Foreman boxed at 60. He didn't think he was going to be at the top. He just wanted to know if he can do it.
No, he won 60.
Max,
he won 60.
Yeah.
He won 60. He was – I don't remember if Foreman may not have even hit 50. He was high 40s. Yeah, what's up?
You can't use Ebonics and stuff and then turn around and be one of the other people. You know, you got to keep it together all the time, man. You can't – you know, go with the rap stuff and then
I can do whatever I want. As a matter of fact, I completely disagree.
Wait, you know? What happened now, man?
Wait a second.
I'll explain. He's saying I can't. He's saying that the swing is too wide. I think from. In different instances, the language I use is too different.
Wait.
But here's the thing about language and expressions: the more you have, the different ways you can express yourself, the better.
How do we get here? What
he was talking about, George Foreman,
16,
and then he snuck that with Ebonics.
Yeah, that's all right though.
When did you start speaking Ebonics?
What he's saying is. There are two, like, let's say I use an expression that sounds street.
Like, what was your expression?
I don't know, but let's presume I do, right?
Yeah.
But I also say, presume I do. The point is, the more language you have, the more you have at your disposal, idioms, expressions, you know, to express yourself, the better.
I think
he's not just talking code switching. He's talking, it's too much of a swing to the other.
I got to pay attention because I'm lost.
I'm listening to every word you say.
Yes.
You should always listen to every word I say.
I'm paying close attention to you now.
That's a fair point.
That's good. Very good. That's all I ask. And everybody out there listening, pay close attention. Speaking of Brady this weekend, he battles Matt Ryan, who's Brady's Patriots, came back and... Wait, you're saying too much? It's too much.
rapper one day, boxing the next.
Yeah.
Just do the read, man.
All right. So everyone knows the collapse of the Falcons against the Pats. Pats were down 28-3 in the Super Bowl. Here's what Matt Ryan said this week about the matchup with Brady and if he still thinks about that loss. All right. Quote, "Of course we want to win. It's not going to make up for that," Matt Ryan said. "You know, it's one of those things. It's part of your past. It's part of what happened. But it's got no bearing on this week." What I recall, Evan, was that Matt Ryan, didn't he say something about how it still haunts him and everything? I thought I read something about Matt Ryan saying it still haunts him.
Yeah, I thought I heard he didn't. I was under the impression that he said it did not hunt him. He doesn't really think about it like it hunts him.
Matt Ryan says Super Bowl loss still haunts him.
Yes.
Is what we just fonted. Yeah.
Yes, that's what it says there.
Yeah.
So if that is the case, then yes, you still think about those things. I still think about the 1998 loss in Denver when I was with the New York Jets and we were on our way to the Super Bowl. We had beat the Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons had just beat the Minnesota Vikings to go to the Super Bowl. You know how you could see the game because they announced on the scoreboard the whole deal. We're like, oh, we got this. We're up 10-0. We rolling. We think we getting ready to have it. It's like I sweat at night thinking about it sometimes in my sleep.
But here's the question, Key, because you brought – this is interesting to me. You brought this up with the wide receivers. The wide open pass is the hardest one to catch sometimes. You know, you can't mess this up. And watching Darius Slayton last night – I was thinking when the ball's in the air, oh, that thing that Key said. And sure enough, he drops it. So you also, for you to say that means you had to experience it and learn or have something in you that knows to block it out.
I still have tears. I still have a lot of tears in the Denver locker room on the wood benches.
But you don't carry it forward with you.
No, but it's there so that I know to never do that again. I know when I'm in that position to never do that again.
So interesting to me.
I carry – Evan – are you there?
Yeah, Key may not have, he may not carry it with him, but I do.
No, I do carry it with me. If you go back, Evan, if you go back to 1997, and you think about the game in Detroit.
Yes.
We win that game, we go to the playoffs.
Yeah, Leon Johnson, halfback pass, nice call.
I dropped, Bill was just on with us yesterday, you better stop. I dropped a pass in that game because prior to that, the linebacker for, I can't think of his name, but the linebacker for Detroit had got injured and paralyzed. The game was stopped for, gosh, man, probably an hour. They had to bring him back. And so I'm sitting here looking at this. In the next play when we get the ball, they throw the ball to me. I didn't even put my hands up. It just went. And everybody, Bill's like, what the hell, you know. And I said to myself, I'll never allow something like that to affect
me. To not be present.
Again.
Jay, that's so interesting to me. It's so interesting to me. And I want to hear, I know you have something to say about this.
The player's name was Reggie Brown.
Reggie Brown.
Reggie Brown.
Reggie Brown.
What's so interesting to me is some guys are able to take that experience, learn from it, and truly put stuff behind them. They carry it with them, but in a positive way. Other dudes, it seeps into their brain in a negative way. You saw Darius Slayton yesterday. That's so interesting to me. What's the difference between those two types?
Well, we always remember the games that we thought we should have won. You know what I mean, Key? Like, I remember my game after we won a championship my sophomore year, my junior year, we lose to Indiana. We're down four. I hit a three. I get fouled. I make the three. I miss the free throw. We lose the game, right? They go on to get to the national championship game. They lose to Maryland, the team we beat two times that year, right? You remember that. You know what thing? The one thing that makes it easier for me, I'm not saying that doesn't haunt me, I have a championship. Mm. Keyshawn Johnson has a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, but I could have two.
You could have two. Matt Ryan doesn't have one.
Yeah.
Doesn't have one. So, like, if you have one, I mean, it doesn't take away the pain. You still feel it, but you're like, man, like, look at this ring. I'm okay. But when you don't have one, it haunts you.
I know the feeling because I simulated Madden in around 05. I won a championship simulating it in GM mode. So,
was it Madden or Tecmo Bowl? Because you switched back and forward.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Commercial insurance through Progressive protects your business and your dream. Choose from over 30 coverage options at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We'll see one former Ohio State quarterback play in Chicago this weekend, but we'll see the other. That's after Key has this from Dr. Pepper.
College football fans, after an offseason that felt a little more off than usual, Fansville and Dr. Pepper invite you to celebrate because college football is back, and so are the fans. Yes, it's the most wonderful time of the year, Jay. The season of Saturdays will, when rivalries run deep and nacho cheese deep runs even deeper. So crack open your ice-cold Dr. Pepper and warm up your cornhole, tossing arm, and return to glory with an all-new season. Yo, of Fansville by Dr. Pizzepper, the one fans deserve.
Hey, it's Greeny, and no surprise, the Washington football team improves to 1-1 with a win over the New York football Giants, as I predicted, hashtag KOD. We'll look back at that game and ahead to the rest of the NFL weekend. It's Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
John J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Tom Waddle's with us on the Goodyear Hotline. Before we get to Tom, let's hear from the Bears' starting quarterback, at this moment anyway, Andy Dalton, on if he's looking over his shoulder at Justin Fields.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm not doing. I'm not looking over my shoulder. And so, you know, for me, it's just I got to worry about me. And I understand the situation that I'm in, but, you know, right now, all I can focus on what I'm doing and what I can do to help this team win. And that's all my focus is on.
I love stuff like that. I'm not looking over my shoulder. All I can do is help my team and focus on the thing. No, because you're looking in front of you. You don't have to look
over your shoulder.
Or to the left or to the right as he's standing there. It's natural, man. I get it. People want your job, and the fans want your job, and sports talk radio wants your job, and they want you to hand it over. I get it. Look, he can only do what he needs to do.
That's the right attitude to take, right? Yeah. Like, he knows what it is. It's not like it's a mystery. Tom Waddle, former Bears wide receiver, co-host of Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000 in Chicago, at TWaddle87. Tom, thanks for coming on. Why are the Bears sticking with Andy Dalton week two?
First of all, guys, I long for the day that you actually call me and we're going to have a good, solid discussion about a positive Bears quarterback situation. I'm hoping that's coming sooner rather than later, but we have been wandering in the desert, the quarterback desert, for years. Hopefully Justin will take us out of that. To answer your question, Max, I think that, you know, agree or disagree, get angry, accept it, however you want to respond to it. The coach has been very clear that he feels the best way to handle this situation and what's best for Justin Fields is to bring him along slowly. And he has, you know, stayed with that plan. So I don't think this is about a promise made back in March when they signed Andy. I think that, and I don't agree with the analogy that this is similar to the situation that he was part of back in Kansas City. That's an apples to orange comparison in my world. But Matt Nagy, guys, truly believes that this is what's best for Justin Fields.
What do you believe, Tom?
I believed all along that Justin's going to play sooner rather than later. I don't believe in a scenario in the professional sports arena where a competition is not allowed to happen. Look, is it a football felony to be patient with Justin? No. Is it a misdemeanor? Yeah. Do I think that Justin Fields could go out there and handle himself quite well? I do. And the analogy key I make is, and the comp I think that works most for me is Deshaun Watson. Not because they have exact similar styles of play, but both of them came from huge programs. Both played on the biggest stage under the brightest lights at the collegiate level and were never overwhelmed and excelled at a very high level. So I don't think Justin Fields is going to be overwhelmed when he steps on the field. I don't believe he would have been overwhelmed if he was under center Saturday or Sunday night against the Rams. So I do believe, as I said, he'll play sooner rather than later. My prediction back in training camp was things would go sideways in Los Angeles. Maybe they get a win over the Bengals, then they'll struggle in Cleveland, and Justin Fields will be your starter week four at home against the Lions. That's how I have felt it will play out. We'll find out.
Tommy, as of right now, though, is the situation holding the Bears? I know it's been only one game, but is it holding the Bears back? Are the guys in the locker room and on the field, because you are our eyes and ears on the ground in Chicago for us, can you smell it? Like, are they sitting around going, man, this dude, do you see that, feel that?
I can feel it from the fans. Like, I can see the torches and I can smell the kerosene and I can see the pitchforks because people are coming up to Hallis Hall and they want somebody's head on a stick. The fans are not accepting this. In terms of the players, like, I get that narrative, and you guys, I mean, Jay, you know, and mm-hmm. Key, you guys have played at the highest level. You know there will come a point in time where players will lose trust in the organization or the coaches that they're not making the right decisions. I don't think you're there yet. And one thing I was adamant about on our show this week was, look, if you're pointing fingers and you're on that defense that just gave up 380 yards and 34 points, maybe you clean up your stuff before – you start questioning decisions that are going on elsewhere. Now, I say that and also acknowledge this is a defense that's been very patient over the last 3 or 4 years because they have carried more than their fair share of the load under the Matt Nagy era. But I don't think we're there yet, Key. But look, if this offense continues to score 14 points per game, yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there sooner rather than later.
Waddle, you know, I still have a lot of friends in Chicago, and I watch the Bears games all the time, man. So I hear it daily, but I want to talk about one of those things a player said. Marquise Goodwin came out the other day when he was talking about Jalen Ramsey and pretty much said, especially in short spaces with us not running past 10 yards, that fell right into the hands, I feel like. How much of this is on the scheme of Matt Nagy as well?
Jay, that's such a great point. It's such a great catch. First of all, again, I go back to the trust factor, and that's why I think there's so much consternation here, because there's a lack of trust for obvious reasons. Again, they didn't do what they should have done to get the most out of Mitch. The game plan, the play calling has been suspect at times. And remember where Marquise Goodwin came from, guys. He came from San Francisco. He sat out last year. He opted out in the COVID protocol situation, but he came from San Francisco, where it always makes sense when Kyle Shanahan puts a game plan together and the plays are called accordingly. So, yeah, it was very telling. Look, I understood the game plan to a certain degree against the Rams. The ball's got to come out quick. You don't want to expose that offensive line to that front seven of the Rams. But at some time, you've got to push the ball downfield, and you've got to threaten them. And they never did it. For the first time, guys, in years, they've got three guys that are sub 4.4. They brought in Demir Byrd. They've got Goodwin. They've got Darnell Mooney. Perryman will be part of this roster soon as well. They've got speed they've never had before, and yet they were running an offense that was designed for someone like me. You know, so at some point, yeah, you got to push the ball downfield, or the lack of trust in this offensive head coach is going to continue to wane.
That's Tom Waddle, ladies and gentlemen. Check out Waddle and Sylvie this afternoon on ESPN 1000. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Auntie.
You know what I love about the Bears right now and Justin Fields is he doesn't process information quick enough. He's going to play under the chip on his shoulder when he gets in there. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, heading to ESPN News. Doesn't.